Hey guys, it's Marsha, and today I wanted to talk to you about what I call the split. And my closest friends know that I often refer to myself into two different people. There's Marsha, which M-A-R-S-H-A, and then there's Marsha, M-A-R-C-I-A. And it's something my best friend and I realized that was happening with us years ago. And I want to tell you about why there's a split. Why there's a split in my personality. Why there's a split in my thoughts sometimes. Why maybe there's a split in yours. I was a happy 4-year-old being raised in Elba, Alabama, being raised by my grandmother. My mother left and went and moved to another city when I was 1. And in that time of being a happy 4-year-old, 4 years of just the most delightful life, being raised with my cousin, I had no problems. I don't remember anything shaking my world, anything hurting me. I just remember peace in my life. And at 4, my mother and my uncle conspired to take me to live with her and to drop me off. My uncle told my grandmother that I was going for a visit. I ended up staying 6 years. In that 6 years, I lived with a mother that, due to no fault of her own, she didn't know. She really didn't know. And I'm not here to berate my mother, and never will I to berate my mother. But she had her own emotional problems, and she really was not in a place mentally to have a 4-year-old. She just did not know how to be a mother. And I know that now because I'm a mother. She didn't know. She didn't have the patience. She didn't have the perseverance. She just didn't. And so I went from a child that actually was being raised and groomed to one that was verbally abused, physically abused. And eventually, through people that my mother left me with, because she wasn't aware that people did bad things to children, apparently sexually abused. And on the day, and I'm going to tell you about this day, I am, imagine this, a 4-year-old little girl, and I am sitting on a couch, a 1970 style couch. I'm going to paint this picture for you vividly. I have beautiful, beautiful big ponytails on the side of my hair. Ribbons, yarn ribbons in my hair. I have on a little dress. And I love banana sandwiches. I love mayo. And I, for some reason, I wanted mayo on both sides of my bread. So that means you're going to put the mayo on the part that the bananas touch, and you're gonna have to layer mayo on the other side. I loved it. And this is my first time talking about it, so if you hear some tears, I mean I've told some people, I've never told it in this detail. And as I'm given my banana sandwich, a man of, I don't know how old he is, 50 plus, I think, or maybe even older, he pulls down my panties and he begins to lick on my bottom. He pulls down my panties and begins to lick on my bottom. I'm 4. He tells me to continue to eat the banana sandwich. I don't eat banana sandwiches to this day. He tells me not to tell my mother because my mother will beat me. As he seen her whoop me for little things, as he seen her put me and subject me to her will and her way, as he seen her silence me with her beatings, he uses my mother's anger as a way of causing me to be silent. And so that day, I split. Marsha, and I'm gonna call her SHA, she stayed on the couch and she was abused and she was silenced. CIA, MARCIA, and I'll refer to her throughout this podcast as CIA. CIA got up and she watched as this man abused SHA. And what she said was, "I'm not big enough now, but one day I will take back the power that you're taking from SHA." Well, today is that day. Today is the day that I let everybody know. When you meet me, you meet SHA, the loving, the kind, the one that wants to help, the one that is for all people. I love everybody, really do. I love God. I love him so much. But when you cross me, CIA comes to my defense. And so for years, CIA, after the abuse, and not only was I abused by that man, I had a babysitter, and her father, her mother had died, and she was my babysitter at 15. Her father abused me. He tried to penetrate me. Thank God he did not. And he was 60 some years old. I had a cousin that sexually abused me. So for 6 years in my mother's custody, I was a walking target. It seems as though people knew, and the enemy knew, that my mother and her anger was a weapon of choice. We know that she's afraid of her mother. We know that she's afraid of a whipping. We know that she's afraid. So we will use that. And mothers and fathers here, I tell you this. Never ever let people see you discipline your child to such an extent that they use that against your child. Always have an open and clear methodology. And that's the method where your child can come to you about anything. I could never tell my mother. And when I turned 18 and CIA told her what had happened to SHA, she denied it. Not berating my mother. She did the best she could. But what I wanted to tell you today is maybe your child has split. Maybe you have split. Maybe there are two parts of you. Maybe there's a part of you that is angry, and it protects the one of the part of you that's nice and kind. Maybe there's a part of you that has been hurt and it actually doesn't know how to heal. I learned how to heal by going back to what I considered my first love. The first person that I loved, I was taught to really, really love, was God. I really was. I learned to love him through my grandmother taking me to church, saying my prayers. And I lost my grandmother this year in 2020. I lost my grandmother. My grandmother was my biggest supporter. She was the one that no matter what people said, she knew what I had been through, and she stood with me, and she stood through the process of my hurt, of my pain. My grandmother was my rescuer. At 10 years old, I decided that I would leave my abusive situation, and that was CIA. She said, we're out of here. And I would leave that abusive situation and journey to my hometown of Elba to live with my grandmother. No, my parents were not drug addicts. No, my parents were not neglected. But I would journey to leave from my abusive situation so that I could have a life and a peace that not only would it give me stability, but it would allow me to be where I'm at right now and speaking to you about the hardest thing I've ever endured. Almost, it's one of the hardest, it's not the hardest, but it would allow me to come into your life and tell you there's no pain too big, there's no pain so overwhelming that you can't make it out of. See, when I hear the word love, it said love covers a multitude of faults. It does. It covers a multitude of sin. And so today I can truly tell you that not only do I forgive those and my mother that hurt me, I want to encourage you to forgive somebody that hurt you. I want to encourage you to love past what hurt you and caused you to split. Because you may or may not know that you split too. These days, I don't really have CIA protecting me. You're talking solely to Marsha, S-H-A. She's been healed. She's been cultivated. She's been given a voice. It was originally my voice, but it got taken away from me. And I didn't know how to use it. And so CIA would come and people would just say, Marsha go off and she's angry. And she'll, and my family, they would reject me. My cousin Helen, I love her today. She told me, nobody knows what you've gone through. Nobody sees what you've endured. When I came to Elba at the age of 10, I was a broken little girl. My grandmother, she healed the hurt. She healed the pain. She healed my spirit. And people say, your spirit can't get broken. She allowed my spirit to remember then who I really was. I hope you understand you will be better. You will be better. You will be okay. This, what is happening or what has happened to you, will not break you. There's another side. There's a space where you can be happy. There's a space where you can be whole. There's a space. And I really do hope this podcast is where you'll come, listen to me, tell you. And I'm going to tell you on the next episode how I started to heal. And I hope you'll join me. I love you. I love you on purpose. I love you in purpose. And I hope you have a great and marvelous day on purpose.